This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here live at the Northeast Community Fund for the 16th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, which takes place this Friday, October 6th, from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Last year, because of your incredible generosity, we were able to support Catholic Charities, the Salvation Army, the Good Samaritan Inn, the Judy Mason Thanksgiving Basket Project, Reasonable Service, God's Shelter of Love, the Imelka Food Pantry, the Mountford Free Methodist Food Pantry, and the Interchurch Council of Blue Mound, Booty, Stonington, and Macon, along with the Northeast Community Fund. So we hope to do even more this year, but that will largely be depending on what you do when you show up this Friday, how much money we raise, how many food cans, how much weight total. We'll support as many of these pantries as we can.
And we met with Catholic Charities and Salvation Army, and they said this food drive provides them enough food for the entire year.
Yep. Well, it is a pretty amazing thing. With us from Northeast Community Fund, I want to introduce you to Carol Schaefer and Diane Maddox. Carol, let's start with your division. We talk about having a food pantry, and clearly the Northeast is a food pantry, but it's so much more than that.
Yes. We offer food. I'm over the food distribution, and we offer food Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays. We allow individuals to have choice, which is a little bit different than some other food pantries that just put a box together.
Right.
And we try to offer fresh vegetables, fresh fruit every day. We Prairie Farms donates ice cream to us. We give out ice cream. Pepsi donates Pepsi products. We have different flavors of drinks and stuff that we offer. But we try to give individuals a choice in each section of our pantry.
Okay, and that speaks to what Jerry was describing as like treating people with dignity.
And
they've already probably had enough hits this week. And,
yes.
They need to come in and look down on, when they're here to get food. And so giving people some freedom of choice in that area. I watched this a week ago and it came down. I mean, it is pretty amazing. How many people do you see on those days or maybe in a week?
I would say we average at least 500 people a week.
Okay.
And usually, on the average throughout the year, probably 2,000 a month. And our numbers can go up from there or go down. And we're not even counting the holiday boxes that we do, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Okay. And then I would imagine that it's people giving all year round, right? I mean, obviously the food drive helps, but it's like you said, you got these partners like Pepsi and folks out there that are helping. I noticed a lot of stuff from Kroger was here. A lot of people that not just during the food drive, but all year long are giving back.
We try not to have to buy retail if we can, because retail is more expensive. The food bank in Springfield,
Central Illinois,
we can buy at 19 cents a pound, which is a big savings. We participate in the Feeding America program, which our driver with our truck goes and picks up food from Kroger's, Aldi's, Walmart's, Sam's, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which that automatically comes right into our pantry, which is a big, big plus for us.
That's great stuff. So people come in, I think probably – one of the things that I have learned over the 16 years of doing this, what is the 16th year, is a lot of people that are maybe in need are too prideful to ask, or they're living paycheck to paycheck, and something happens. I mean, poverty isn't necessarily what you think it is or what it looks like, right? I mean, you get people from all walks of life here.
Yes, we do. I think some of the biggest things is our senior citizens.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of them are not eligible for food stamps or LINC. Because of their income, so they get like $10. So they come through and truly say thank you almost at every station. It's just, it's heartwarming. It really is.
All right, let's talk about a little bit about the clothing portion of this, Diane. I mean, because you guys, when we say food pantry, you come down here. It's not a very big place, but, man, you put a lot of stuff in here. How does that work as far as the clothing is concerned?
The clothing is all free.
Okay.
Everything that goes out is totally free. It's all donated. We get a little rummage sales this time of year, definitely. So we stay busy every day with donations coming in. We get them out as soon as possible, and they walk out the door.
What type of clothes would you want from people?
Since our clothing room is so small, I try to do seasonal. So I try to do what people are going to take right now. because that's what those people are
looking
for.
Jackets and wool.
Yeah, lightweight jackets and, yeah, stuff like that.
All right, so how do people donate? I mean, you know, because sometimes there's rules or you only take so much. I mean, how would you like people, I mean, where do they come? Where do they drop it off? How do they donate?
Okay, here at 825 North Water, we have a back entrance where you can donate. It says donations right on the door.
So for those coming up, if you're heading up, you know, where the newsstand was, if you just go left right there and take the alley right behind
exactly.
the newsstand. Yes.
And go to the smaller garage door. That'll take you there. Ring the door buzzer, and someone will gladly come back, help you unload your vehicle. And, yeah, and we'll give you a tax receipt if you'd like one of those. And then, like I said, we go through the closing. We take everything but electronics and baby items like car seats, things that are dated.
Right.
Okay, we've got to watch that. But anything else would be great.
I've noticed appliances here.
We have small appliances here, yeah.
Like toasters and coffee pots?
Yes, crock pots, toaster ovens, irons, mixers,
yeah.
Anything like that. Be great.
All right.
Great.
So if people are having a rummage sale and then whatever they don't sell, sometimes people are looking for a place to donate that, you get a lot of that type of thing.
Exactly, yes. Okay. Yes. Always in need of clothes.
Clothes, so the clothes are free, though.
Everything is free.
To the people who come down here. To
yes.
What about kids' clothes? If parents come in and need clothes for kids?
Oh, definitely. One of the biggest needs is kids' clothes. So, yes, we are constantly, our tubs are unfortunately empty a lot out there. So, yes, if you have kids' clothes, please bring those in. They need them for school.
What would these folks do without you?
Do you know what? They would have a very difficult time clothing their children, clothing themselves, their babies, their newborn babies. So I am just glad that we can provide that service. It's a blessing to be able to do that.
All right. What are your hours of operation then if people want to stop by and make a donation?
We're open from 8 to 4, so relatively about that time, 8 to 3:30 usually would be a good time if you could do that.
Monday
that would
through
be
Friday?
Great. Yes, Monday through Friday.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Carol and Diane. Thank you for telling us all about what you guys do down here. Very, very, very important work. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly sunny today, highs near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 63. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 84. And Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers, cloudy skies, and highs near 80 degrees. It's 63 degrees now in downtown Decatur.
Hey, remember me? I'm your asphalt roof. While you're busy upgrading the interior, I'm falling apart, lowering property value.